This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 4:56, up 13 on the open. March, 4:70, up 12. September, at 4:76, up 12 on the open. December corn opened at 2.69 and a half, up 7 on the open. March, 2.82, up 6 and 3 quarters. July, 2.95, up 4 and a quarter. And your red line December, 3.07 and a half, up 5 on the open. December oats opened at 2.10 and a half, up 4 and a quarter on the open. March, 2.17, up 4. November soybeans opened at 5.53, up 5 and a half on the open. January at 5.66 and a half, up 4 and a quarter. And July at $6 and a half was up 7 on the open. October soybean meal opened at 164.50, up 2.60 on the open. October soybean oil opened at 24 even, and that was up 23. Over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, October feeders opened at 113.40, up 50 on the open. November, 110.90, up 5. January, 108.55, up 10 on the open. October live cattle opened at 91.40, up 75 on the open. December at 90.40, up 55. February at 90.90, up 25 on the open. October lean hogs opened at 63.50, down 12 and a half on the open. December, 60.85, unchanged. February, 61.75, down 15. And April, 62.50, down 20 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 93.40, up 137 and a half on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it's been quite the elastic morning already, coming off those double-digit opens in the wheat pit. We're pulling back just a smidge, but still a pretty doggone strong impression, move anyway, especially in Chicago on the soft red winter wheat.
Yeah, the trade continues to be concerned about the shrinking global stocks of wheat and persistent harsh weather in Australia's wheat areas. We've seen the wheat move to some 10-year highs overnight, while London and Paris, as Europeans, have moved higher to, they hit 2.5-year highs. Technical buying's pretty well taken over here. When you look at the forecast, there is a little relief in Western Australia, but the Eastern Australia remains a concern. And even Argentina, you know, is under the gun, so the Southern Hemisphere wheat per se is still in jeopardy, and they're using that to run the market higher, whereas domestic supplies here in the U.S. are ample, and we're going to have a big wheat crop here in the U.S. as we go into next year, but right now the game is to be long wheat.
So how much longer will the game be to be long Chicago wheat?
Well, there's some forecast that this wheat market could rally up to the $6 area. When you look at the lead futures, this December futures contract here in Chicago at 450, it suggests $1.50 to the upside here. I think that would probably be a longer-term benchmark if we continue to see weather concerns in the Southern Hemisphere and we start to develop problems here in the U.S. the market to go up until it turns around, then you look for it to come back down, Dave.
Well, what does this do to the corn market into the glut of harvest in an 11 billion bushel corn crop? Will these prices in the December corn chart continue to escalate to their and beyond their contract highs?
Longer term, that's possible. Short term in here, this beef corn, this 267, 270 areas, retracement levels that might catch you here for a while, especially if the wheat market pulls off. But we're moving contra-seasonal. Seasonally, we see harvest pressure develop and see some weakness into fall. And everybody in the world knows that, and there's an anxiety or fear they're missing out on buying this crop cheaper. We still got a lot of big demand base at us as we go into 2000, 2008. So there's things that come together here that's gelled to give reason to push the market higher. But Friday and even today, we're starting to see basis levels back off as producers are using this rally in here to get caught up on sales. So from here on out, I think we're probably going to see the commercials be more active on the head side sell of the equation here. So how high, we'll see. But I would speculate and say the 270 here in this DC is probably going to catch it for a while. Longer term, can we go higher? Yeah, I mean, the funds... Futures-wise, the funds are in charge, but the biggest risk is to the producer here, where we could get in a situation like we did last summer with the wheat guys. We had a $1, $1.10 basis, so there's ideas that maybe the cash market has probably had enough to the upside for now.
So what do producers do? I mean, these are some pretty attractive prices, particularly if you look at 2007, maybe, to get something going.
Well, if you're bullish, you just hang on. You might have to hang on for a whole year on this stuff. If this demand base comes true and we don't see an increase in corn acres, this corn market's going to go sharply higher from here. So if you're bullish, you just hang on and see what develops. But if you're one that needs to meet some cash flow needs and like to transfer ownership to where the action is, which is in paper, I think you use this rally in here to get caught up on sales. When you look at cash bids, Central Illinois average close to this 240, 245 area, well, you're going to have another 20 cents for that to pay off during the winter. So I'd be a willing seller right here if you need some cash flow needs between now and year end to sort of get caught up to where you want to be, then transfer that ownership to paper. Commodity funds are going to push this higher. They're not going to come to your farm and buy your cash corn from you. They're going to buy the board or buy it on paper. And so I'd get ownership. And I'd stay up front. I wouldn't want to buy the back end where the carry already is. You know, if you're bullish and you want to lock in some of that carry, then you sell that back end and just store it and watch the basis firmed up later on this winter.
LDPs for corn by the wayside at this point?
Well, looking at the situation now, you can say it's going to be tough to get one. We'd have to drop the price 28 cents to get that job done. But that might be a factor after the first year, because what could happen is we can price a lot of this bullish enthusiasm in here and not get any LDPs, and producers are going to have to do something to get some cash to live on. And they were banking on taking LDP and hanging on the cash grain. I've never seen so many people in my life want the market to go down to get that LDP so they can hang on. Well, if you don't get LDP, there's only two other things you can do, is put in a loan, generate some funds, or else sell the cash. And I think the second one, sell the cash, will be the factor right after the first of the year.
So no putting it under the loan now that it's 1 October, you think?
Oh, you put in a loan any time. In fact, we're only probably 20% done with harvest. We don't have enough grain to really put in our loan yet. At this point in time, it just boils down what's your own individual situation. If a guy hasn't sold anything at all, you know, that's a whole entirely different situation than the guy that sold 80% already. Also, too, it depends whether you have on-farm storage or off-farm storage. There's no sense of putting corn under loan at the elevator and give them 40 cents over a year. So this depends on each individual situation, and there's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different ways you go, and they're all right. It's just the one that, you know, it's going to fit your own needs.
All right, let's turn our attention to the beans then and ask you, is the basis beginning to find its bottom?
No. we seen basis widen out here. As bean harvest picks up, we'll probably see it widen out a little bit more. There's still a little basis risk in the beans. There's this mentality here that, take LDP, hold for a day or two. If you can't get it, then move the beans. I think there's still a little basis risk in everything right now. With the board staying firm and not halfway through harvest, I think basis is subject back on off a little.
Speaking of which, the board staying firm, looks like beans are beginning to turn sideways, and maybe we're not headed to $5 beans.
Well, we'll see what happens as we get into this fall and see what develops in South America. But you're correct. These beans look like they develop a trading range with 560 on the upper end, the 540 on the lower end. The stocks report last week suggested, there wasn't that many beans out there is what the trade was looking for. Also, too, when you look down the road, this bioenergy still on a roll. And talk out of South America, we're going to have less acres, for say. That keeps the futures in position, maybe to sort of carve out a sideways trading range here until we get through harvest.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILOag.org. It's 11:01 Central Time.